News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What does the summer economic statement have in store for us, and what could it tell us about the upcoming budget on October 1st this year? I'm joined now by Niall Conroy, Acting Chief Economist at the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Good morning to you, Niall. Do you have any, I suppose, insight into what we're going to hear in the summer statement, or are you, like everyone else, just going to find out at the time?
No, we don't get any advance notice of what's coming out. I suppose we've been reading some of the speculation in the media, like yourselves. So I suppose what we're looking out for is to see what are the government's plans for October's budget. So what's the kind of size of budget package that they're thinking of introducing, and are they going to be complying with the national spending rule and introducing a budget that's appropriate for the economy at the moment, given that it's already performing quite strongly.
Is your instinct that they aren't going to comply? I mean, they haven't complied thus far with them, really, have they? And this is going to be a budget that will be very close in terms of its timeline to a general election, irrespective of whether the election is, you know, the end of this year or the start of next year. It's still a budget in the run-up to an election. They are often giveaways.
Yeah, well, I suppose the record that they've had with the national spending rule has been pretty mixed. If we're thinking of a budget before an election, I can see the temptation would be there. But I suppose our advice would kind of centre around what's best for society, what's best for the economy as a whole. And given that the economy is already performing very strongly, we think this isn't a good time for the government to introduce a large package of new budgetary measures.
Now, what are the dangers of a giveaway budget, economically speaking?
Yeah, so I suppose the two main things that could be problematic there would be that introducing a big budgetary measures would increase inflation, so it would increase price pressures. So actually, the central bank did some interesting work a couple of weeks ago where they showed that by not complying with the spending rule over the last 2 years, prices that, you know, your listeners are facing are about 1% higher than they otherwise would have been. So inflation is one aspect. And the other aspect is more generally around economic management. So there's more of a danger of the economy overheating when you're throwing a large amount of new money into the economy that's already kind of operating a flat out. It's already operating at its full capacity at the moment.
Okay. So, I mean, we've had quite a lot of measures, and particularly one-off measures in the last couple of budgets to support people with the cost of living crisis. Are you saying that actually overall those measures have resulted in an increased cost of living?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So again, it's a case of making priorities and making choices. So by introducing those cost of living measures in and of themselves isn't a bad thing for prices, but it's just you need to offset it and make choices between the different measures. So if you do everything at once, if you increase current spending, if you increase government investment and you cut taxes all at once, that's pumping a lot of money into the economy all at once at a time when it's already operating at full capacity and inflation is already running quite high.
And those two facts, the full capacity and the high inflation, is why pouring fuel on the fire is not a brilliant idea. Is there anything that they can do? Obviously, they have sort of spending rules, and I'm sure if you would say if they stuck to them, that would be a good thing. What about tax cuts? Does that heat the economy in the same way?
So I suppose we wouldn't really have a strong view on using the budgetary resources they have for other tax cuts or spending increases. One thing that we do recognise is that there does seem to be a lot of competing spending demands at the moment, both for kind of everyday current spending items, but also if you think of things like the population is ageing, that's going to have significant fiscal costs, and you're also going to have the cost of budgeting for climate change. So when you think of some of those pressures coming down the line, there may be a case for increasing the tax base now so that they can spend a little bit more at the moment.
So broadening the tax base, you're saying, might be a good idea?
Well, yeah, there's a range of different measures that they could take. Like we have shown that the tax base is quite narrow. Mm-hmm. So we're highly reliant on, say, corporation tax and on a relatively small number of companies pay that, and also a relatively small number of income taxpayers pay a lot of the income tax that we collect. So there would be an argument for broadening the tax base perhaps in those areas.
Okay. Very, very lastly, would you be hoping to see them put more money into those rainy day funds that they've set up?
Yeah, well, we think those rainy day funds are a great idea, and we have advocated for them for a couple of years now. We think they could be a little bit more ambitious in setting aside money into those funds to deal with those costs that I mentioned that are coming down the track from an aging population and climate change. So we would like to see them put aside all of the corporation tax that they define as windfall, which is about 12 billion euro a year. At the moment, we're only planning to put about half of that into the funds at present.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Niall Conroy, their acting chief economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Next.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.